Hello and welcome. My name is Jiten Kumar. I am from India, Delhi. And in this podcast, we will talk about the very exciting new release for the Gold Wave Scripts version 1.57.
This is my first podcast. In this podcast, we will talk about the accessible, inexpensive, and popular among blind audio editing software, Gold Wave. People who use Gold Wave are aware of the scripts for Gold Wave 5 written by Jim Grimsby. So, I actually use Gold Wave 5 for my all recording needs, and when this Gold Wave version 5.22 was released, I found that some of the things done by Jim can be improved and some new things can be created too. So with this idea in mind, I released version 1.56. Well, in this podcast, we will talk about the scripts version 1.57 that has just been released. So before we talk about the scripts, we will install them, and they are located in /download folder.
Add my computer. Enter. App start arrow. My computer. Folder view list view. Not selected. Local disk C1 of 8. Space. Local disk C. Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected. AHEDW 1 of 128. To move to items, use the arrow keys. D. Documents and settings. D. Downloads. Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected. 1001 touch. S. Setup.x.
Yes. Here it is. Now press enter. Before pressing enter, you'll hear the description to make sure that it is the correct file we want to install, as setup may contain other softwares and it is a common name.
Description: Gold Wave Scripts V1.57 Setup Company Script Developers File Version 0.0.0.0 Date Created 1/11/2008/833 KB. Enter. Setup Gold Wave Scripts V1.57. Welcome to the Gold Wave Scripts V1.57 Setup Wizard. This will install Gold Wave Scripts V1.57 on your computer. It is recommended that you close all other applications before continuing. Click next to continue or cancel to exit setup. Next button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt plus N.
We will now continue the installation.
Next button to enter. Select JAWS version. In which version of JAWS do you want to install the scripts? JAWS 9.0 radio button checked. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. Enter. Confirm script location folder. The scripts will be installed in the folder. GSI application data freedom scientific JAWS 9.0 settings menu. Type in text. Enter. Select additional files folder. Additional files such as help and other files will be installed in the folder. C program files Gold Wave Scripts V1.57. Type in text. Enter. Select start menu folder. Where should setup place the program shortcuts? Setup will create the program shortcuts in the following start menu folder. Gold Wave Scripts V1.57. Type in text. Enter. 66%. Installing. Please wait while setup installs Gold Wave Scripts V1.57 on your computer. Cancel button to activate. Press spacebar. View readme file checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar. Tab. Recompile script file goldwave.jss recommended checkbox checked. Tab. Recompile script file goldwave4.jss recommended checkbox checked.
Okay, so this is the recommended method of installing scripts. As you can see, that this installer suggests things for you, like the version of JAWS you want to install in, the script location, other files location, start menu folder, and finally, we had three checkboxes there if you noticed. One was compiling scripts, one for Gold Wave 5 and one for Gold Wave 4 JSS, and the third was the readme file view readme checkbox. So I left all them checked and press tab to get to the finish button and press enter.
Tab finish button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt plus F space setup arrow. C program files freedom scientific JAWS 9.0 sample.x. Compiling goldwave.jss. C program files freedom scientific JAWS 9.0 sample.x. Compiling goldwave4.jss. App start. Downloads. Folder view list view. Setup.x.
So compilation is finished. We will now start Gold Wave. In this podcast, we do not teach you how to start an application. Your Gold Wave may be on your desktop, maybe in start menu. Mine is in the start menu. But I have set up a key to launch. The key is Windows plus G, and I shall start a few minutes later. But before I start Gold Wave, let's talk about some new things that are in this set of script. So this script set contains two major things. One is the very popular Zoom level. Zoom level is supported by JAWS now completely. Other thing is training mode. Special thanks to Ram Kumar for developing this training mode feature. Even the idea came from me. But when I mailed him for this, he became happy and said, "We'll surely make it for all." He did this. We tested this training mode in certain conditions. It is now working as expected, and you please benefit out of it. The training mode feature allows you to listen to the messages While you are in control window, you will hear a message like this is the control window. It contains buttons for play, pause, stop, record, things like that. In sound windows, you will hear a message telling the keys to play, stop, pause, record, and other shortcuts like reading the marker's position, and a message stating that in addition you can press insert plus H for hotkeys. How to disable the training mode? Training mode can be disabled using control plus shift plus grave key. The grave key is located just above the tab key. The training mode feature does not honor the verbosity settings. The only way to disable it is control plus shift plus grave key. It is a toggle. You can enable or disable using it. And see, if one misses the message, you can review it using control plus grave.
I will now start GoldWave and open the podcast file.
Windows G. Multiple document interface client window. GoldWave. Here are main window. Press control plus O to open and control plus N to create a new sound file. No file. Multiple document interface client window.
As I have no open file currently, you heard the message that said press control plus O to open and control plus N to create a new sound file. Now I press control plus shift plus grave.
Training mode is disabled.
It is disabled. Again I press
training mode is enabled.
It is now enabled. See how it works. Now let's open the podcast file and do some practical on it.
Open sound dialog file name shift tab folder view backups. P pod enter. 0%. Processing audio decompression dialog. Time remaining. 0%. Cancel button to activate. 85%. GoldWave. You are in the sound window. Use Alt plus Shift plus S or F3 to start and finish markers locations. And F4, F5, F6, F7 and F8 keys to play. Rewind. Fast forward. Pause and stop respectively. Press Control plus F9 to start recording. Control plus F8 to stop recording. And Control plus F7 to pause the recording. Start 0.000. Finish 352.856. Time 352.856. Zoom. 3 minutes 52.9 seconds. File podcast.mp3.
The usual Control plus O keystroke to invoke the open file dialog that I pressed. Selected podcast.mp3 and pressed enter on it. So we are now in the sound window. As it said, you can press F4 to F8 and control F9, F8, F7 to stop, pause, record, play and all that. Then it said you can use keystrokes Alt plus Shift plus S and F to read the marker's position. It read the total time, then the zoom level and the file name. So this message was the training mode message. This message can be disabled and reviewed as well. But reviewing of a training message does not require the training mode to be turned on. By pressing control plus grave key, we will now review the message. It does not check whether the training mode is turned on or off.
You are in the sound window. Use Alt plus Shift plus S or F3 to start and finish markers locations. And F4, F5, F6, F7 and F8 keys to play. Rewind, fast forward, pause and stop respectively. Press Control plus F9 to start recording. Control plus F8 to stop recording. And Control plus F7 to pause the recording.
Let's open the cue points dialog just to see how training mode feature automatically works and the messages are spoken.
Alt menu, tool map, file merger .. Express effect chain editor .. cue points .. Enter, leaving menus, list view, podcast.mp3, you are in cue points dialog. Here you can manage your cue points mark and describe specific positions within sounds, cue points dialog, and cue list view.
We welcome feedback, suggestions, comments, and development. To send any of these, please contact us. The contact information is at the end of this podcast and in the README file as well. Remember that getting started document and README files are installed with the scripts in your start menu. Don't forget to read them. The next thing we are going to demonstrate is a very popular feature of GoldWave, zoom level. In this set of scripts, support for zoom level has been introduced. JAWS now reads the current zoom level and each update according to the key presses. Following keystrokes may be used to change the zoom level and you see how it affects your audio editing. Shift plus 1 to see the actual waveform.
Zoom 0.022132 seconds.
Shift plus 2 to see 1 second of audio.
Zoom 1.000 seconds.
Shift plus 3 zooms out 10 seconds of audio.
Zoom 10 seconds.
Shift plus 4 1 minute of audio.
Zoom 1 minute 0 seconds.
Shift plus 5
10 minutes of audio. Shift plus 6 zooms to display 1 hour of audio. Shift plus 0 zooms to a level where individual samples can be seen and edited. Shift plus A zooms out the entire sound file. Note, when zoom level is set to display the entire sound file, page up and down keys may stop audio as they move by one screen, while Shift plus S displays the selected audio only. Shift plus U zooms to the preset level, and Shift plus P zooms back to the recent previous level. To zoom in or out by 75%, Shift plus up and down arrow keys can be used. Shift plus Alt plus Z is to be pressed in order to see the current zoom level without changing it. Note, the zoom level scripts are dependent on the zoom level time display mode. By default, when you install GoldWave version 5.22, the current zoom level display mode is set to time. For more information, you can see the hotkey help or the getting started document installed with the scripts. By the way, just to do it, do the following. Root your JAWS cursor to PC cursor in order to make sure that the JAWS cursor is in the gold wave. Find the second status line that contains the word either original or modified. Press Ctrl plus right arrow to find some numbers. The numbers may be some either 1 by 1 or some time length. Do a right click on it. Context menu opens. Select from the menu time shown and a number like 5 o'clock 33 time shown. Press enter on it. Your zoom level display mode is set to time and these scripts will function properly. If you feel that the scripts are misreading or giving the wrong information, try doing this. In place of it, you can press the key Ctrl plus Shift plus Z to open the context menu quickly. You can also press Insert plus Tab from the sound window to say the current zoom level and file name. Understanding the zoom level, how it works. By default, GoldWave displays the entire sound file. Zoom level controls the amount of audio displayed on one screen or page. It also controls the amount the playback cursor keys and selection marker keys are moved with each keystroke. As I told earlier that in an open sound file, page up and page down key move one screen back and forth. Cursor keys left and right arrow move 1/10 of a screen size and marker move 1/100 of a screen size. For example, using 10 seconds of zoom level, page up and down keys move 10 seconds back and forth in a file, left and right arrow keys move 1 second, and marker keys move 1/10 of a second, 0.1. For more information on zoom level, see the GoldWave manual, Alt plus F1 or hotkey help. Let's do some practicals on the currently opened podcast file and understand how zoom level works. As this podcast file contains the JAWS installation and other speaking things, it may confuse you. Therefore, whenever my JAWS speaks other than this podcast file, I shall tell you what it spoke. So first, I say the start marker's position, Alt plus Shift plus S.
Start 0.00.
It is at 0 seconds. Now I set up my start marker on 18 seconds.
Start 18.831.
I set up my zoom level to 1 minute. Using Shift plus 4.
Zoom 1 minute 0 seconds.
Now I do a page down key to forward 1 minute and then pause and drop my start marker at the current time location.
At my computer. And start 118.986.
It is at 118.986. Means 1 minute is plused and the extended milliseconds are result of the late pause button pressed. Again I press page down, then pause, and start marker.
And folder, the scripts will be start 219.818.
It is 219.818. 1 second is still extended due to the late pause button pressed by me. I hope you understood how zoom level works. If not, let's set up the zoom level to 10 seconds. Shift plus 3.
Zoom, 10 seconds.
Again, I press page down, then pause and start button.
Enter, select start menu, pause. Start 230.630.
And the start marker is at 230.630, means 2 minutes 30 seconds. So 1 second is extended, you know very well. Again, I do the same thing. Page down, pause and start marker.
Start 240.877.
And now it is at 240.877. Now I'm really sure you understand how zoom level works. We hope you love the scripts and podcast. For anything, suggestions, comments, development, or any new idea, don't forget to contact us. The contact information is at the end of this podcast and in the README file as well. Contact information, new ideas, comments, development, or any kind of suggestions can be reached us by mail. My name is Jitendra, J-I-T-E-N-D-R-A, from India, Delhi. Email loveforall at bluebottle.com, that is bluebottle.com. Loveforall at bluebottle.com. Skype, jit.delhi, J-E-E-T.D-E-L-H-I. Ram Kumar from Chennai. RAM space KUMAR. Long email ID from him, brk33999@gmail.com. That is brk33999@gmail.com. Skype, ENTHUARIA, that is Enthuaria. We once again hope you enjoyed and loved the podcast. Don't forget to contact us. Thank you for being with us. Have a great time ahead. Enjoy and good luck.